Tonight, there will be a public memorial service for Bob Quinn. He was a public health maverick in the Seattle area. In the late 80s, he founded the University District Needle Exchange. He did so by simply setting up a bucket and card table on the Ave, which is the nickname for the street University Way. Quinn died last month. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has this remembrance.
Bob Quinn came to the University District from Saskatchewan, Canada, in the late 80s. It was the height of the AIDS epidemic. Heroin use was on the rise, and dirty needles were a source of transmission. In 1989, Quinn decided to do something about it. He planted himself in front of the old Tower Records location, and without a permit, started exchanging used needles for clean ones. Leroy Fulweiler remembers Quinn from those early days.
I would see this sort of shaggy-haired guy out in front of Tower Records, and I didn't really have a concept of what he was doing at the time. And just thought, well, there's some weird guy, you know, with a bucket of needles out in front of the record store.
Needle exchange was an idea that was just taking shape. The first established program had been permitted just a year earlier in Tacoma. Fulweiler says Quinn fearlessly and selflessly dedicated himself to a group of people that many choose to ignore.
I think a lot of us really want to change the world, want to do something positive for the world. And we come up with grand schemes and we immediately start cataloging the reasons why it will never happen. And I think one of the things that was really inspirational about Bob was that he didn't, that process completely escaped him. He just saw something that needed to be done and started doing it.
He was a man of the streets, and he was a man on the streets.
Caleb Banta Green is a researcher at the University of Washington School of Public Health. He says Quinn played a critical role in HIV prevention by maintaining relationships with the people he served.
That when a person needs something, when they're ready to maybe to make a healthier change in their life, they have that connection with that person to do that.
The needle exchange has since moved off the Ave to an alley behind the U District Post Office. It was a less visible location, and that never sat right with Quinn. He resigned from the exchange in 1998, but remained an active and trusted advisor. It's now run by the nonprofit group People's Harm Reduction Alliance. Shiloh Murphy is the director. He considered Quinn his mentor. Murphy says for many people in the U District, Bob Quinn was well known as the bushy-haired dog walker with a warm smile. He says Quinn's Shelty Harris acted as his social ambassador.
The community noticed him with Harris, and Harris became like who they associated with him.
And that was fine with Quinn. He didn't like to talk about himself. When Harris died about 3 years ago, Murphy says Quinn was devastated.
At Harris's memorial, and Harris had quite a big memorial, there were more people in the neighborhood who had a personal connection to Harris than to Bob.
Quinn could often be seen walking other people's dogs after that. Still, he always draped Harris's leash around his shoulders as a reminder of his beloved friend. Many people say Harris's death started the emotional spiral that resulted in Quinn's suicide in November. He was 54. But Quinn's legacy sustains. There are now 5 needle exchange programs in King County. Public Health says they're on track to exchange 5.4 million needles by the end of the year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.
Quinn's memorial starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Cafe Allegro in Seattle, and there's a candlelight vigil at 7.